To connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. That's the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
You can save money on the things you buy, from an oil change to a pizza pie at 10RenoCoupons.com. Just go to the web and sign on up at 10RenoCoupons.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. Void where prohibited by law. See site for rules. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. And welcome, JP. My co-host is here. And also, Amy's sitting in with us for this little part. We're talking to Susan Sutton here. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey there. How are you?
Well, I'm terrific. And you?
Terrific.
That's two for two.
What is your title up there in Virginia City is? Yeah, I
well,
know it's
I'm
tourism.
Not, I'm not affiliated with.
Oh, you're not? You're not?
No.
Not working for the tourism anymore?
No. I'm taking a little hiatus.
Ah, that's a hard job, isn't it?
It really is, and I've done it for 15 years at different locations, and now I'm just kind of, my background is marketing, and I don't know. I'm just praying about it a lot.
You're just doing what you love right now, right?
Yeah, I really am.
So how have you been hooked up with Empowered Lives through the cancer journey? Do you have members of your family with cancer?
No.
Are you a survivor?
5.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with follicular lymphoma, which is a blood cancer, a very aggressive blood cancer, stage 3, you know, and I was raising my hand going, no. Our family does heart disease. Nobody in my family had ever had cancer. I was in shock. It always happened to somebody else, and I would be there to help.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was on this journey. I am absolutely fine. I am not a survivor. I'm a celebrator. But having had this opportunity, I kept thinking, you know, I didn't die, so what am I supposed to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And going through the chemo, going through the radiation.
Oh, you did. You did go through all the treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Lordy girl.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, it turned out good.
So cancer is it's a family disease. It's a community disease. Everybody's going to have it or has it or... So, long story short, I went through this, and I kept talking to Dr. Perez, who founded the Sierra Nevada Cancer Center, and I kept thinking, you know, I need to do something with this. And so, through his benevolence in giving us a place to house the nonprofit foundation, and through a wonderful attorney in Carson City, Ed Bernard, who filed our articles of incorporation, we've created a nonprofit program called Empowered Life. And what's so unique about this, it's not just for the cancer patient, it's for the caregiver too.
Wow, and you're planning on taking them all to Apple Hill?
Yeah.
Wow.
Going to Apple Hill. You know, when I was going through the experience, the opportunity is I just wanted some kind of normalcy in my life. And so I thought, you know, how about putting together a whole, you know, series of mini day trips where if you have a wig, you can take it off. If you just want to sit in the sun, if you just want to be normal, just to escape from, okay, when's the next time I have to go to chemo? When's the next time I have to go to radiation?
Yeah, just get your mind off it for a minute and... leave it behind for a minute.
Yeah, just like an escape day. So Ann Thomas, who owns Western Discovery Tours, who is going through her own journey, she and I came up with this idea of, you know, I bake really well, so let's go
You learned that, didn't you?
Apple growers, some of the ranches, and see, and some bus companies, and see what we can come up with. So, we actually are going to Apple Hill this Thursday, God willing. The weather will cooperate. We're going to High Hill Ranch, which is the biggest ranch in Apple Hill, and we're going to have a catered lunch and apple pie, and then we're going to Abel's for some more sugar, which is a good thing when you're going to chemo. So, yeah, it's. we're going to do a train ride in December on the short line of the V&T. And it's not just for the patient, it's for the caregiver, too.
Now, how can they get on board with this? I see here $30 for the whole package.
Yes.
Coming and going and your lunch and everything. How can they get a hold of you to get
you
tickets?
You can either call the Cancer Center, which is 883-3336, or you can call me, which my number is 297-3780, 297-3780.
No website yet?
Pardon me?
No website yet?
No website yet. We just got our articles of incorporation filed. And you know what? I think for me, I talk to a lot of people, this is not if you're undergoing chemo right now or radiation or you're on your journey. You know, if you've ever had it, just come aboard because
be
people
inspiration.
That are going through it, they need to hear, you know, it's like AA, you know, like one drunk helping another drunk. Someone that's got through it has to grab onto that person that is so scared out of their wits and say, you know what? You're going to get through this.
You're going to be all right.
Jay and Susan, if I could just add, I just want to say what a great way to pay it forward.
It's wonderful.
You know what I mean? It's just wonderful thing you're doing, Susan.
And to have
bless you.
Great day trip. Okay, get a hold of Susan. You're going to Apple Hill. Thank you so much, Susan.
Oh, bravo. Bless your heart. Thank you.
We appreciate
so much.
It so much. You have a great trip, and keep us abreast of the thing, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Blessings on both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Western Discovery Tour is wonderful. Okay, we don't have very much time left, but I want to be sure and get to what's your common sense about this week?
Global warming, sea levels.
Oh. All right. So 80th. 80th common sense. All right, here we go.
Let's talk about rising sea levels.
Lay it on us.
Every so often, a big chunk of ice breaks off some glacier, has a free willy epiphany, and makes a break for open water. Then the newspapers jump into automatic global warming mode and relate the chunk of ice to rising sea levels. Keep listening, because 5 minutes from now, you will be the smartest climatologist in your living room after I tell you how to prove, using nothing but a glass of water and an ice cube, that breakaway icebergs have zero effect on sea levels. But sea levels aren't rising anyway. Let's get that idea out of the way first. We've all heard that bloviating blowfish of climate baloney, Al Gore, warning the world about the ocean pouring into Manhattan and covering Mount Florida and drowning unnamed Pacific Islanders. But Al recently bought an expensive low-lying condo in San Francisco, so his sincerity is questionable. Up until this year, information about sea level was largely based upon data from the University of Colorado Sea Level Group, which recently admitted they've been adding 0.3 millimeter to their measurements each year to correct for something. A measurement is a measurement, right? It doesn't make sense to spend time, effort, and money trying to measure something if you add an arbitrary amount to the result. 0.3 millimeter doesn't sound like much, but it's about 10% of the average annual change. You can't go through life adding 10% more to your measurements every year. Think about it. If a carpenter did that for a decade, his 10-foot 2x4s would end up 20 feet long and nobody would hire him. One thing for sure, nobody will ever trust the University of Colorado Sea Level Group again. What brings this up is an article that appeared in newspapers this week about one of those chunks of ice. According to Fox News, a huge crack has been found in Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier, and if the crack finishes, well, cracking, it will release an iceberg 340 square miles in area and 1,640 feet thick. That sounds huge, which is why these stories get big headlines, but 340 square miles is actually mediocre in the size department. Fox couldn't even compare it to the size of a state or country. Last year, the Mertz Glacier calved a chunk that Reuters described as an iceberg the size of Luxembourg. In 2009, everybody was hysterical about a chunk larger in area than the state of Connecticut. But whatever the size, the media will insert a warning about global warming, which is why I want you to get a glass of water, put an ice cube in it, and then mark the water level with magic marker or a piece of tape. Then wait for the ice cube to melt. Then compare the water level to your mark. Trust me, it won't change. Floating ice occupies a volume of water equal to its weight, and since ice has lower density than water, part of it ends up sticking up out of the water. The overall result is that when the ice melts, it occupies the volume of water it displaced exactly, and the overall level of the water stays the same. Got that? The water level doesn't change when the ice melts. Next time some smart-ass global warming dum-dum is sitting in your living room ranting about sea level, give him the glass of water demonstration. Maybe that will shut him up. And don't be afraid to mention that icebergs, the seaward tongues of the glaciers from which the icebergs come, and the entire Arctic ice cap are all floating ice. Scientists know floating ice doesn't affect sea level, and even the journalists know, but they simply cannot resist inserting global warming into their iceberg stories. It's like they enjoy keeping everybody worried. But with more and more people waking up to the climate scam, they've learned to be subtle. Here's the paragraph Fox News inserted into their article this week. Quote, Pine Island Glacier is of particular interest to scientists because it's big and unstable, and so it's one of the largest sources of uncertainty in global sea level rise predictions. Except we know that floating glaciers can affect sea level, so we don't share their uncertainty, do we? Icebergs, no matter what their size, are nothing more than great big ice cubes. And whether they melt or stay frozen, water level stays the same. That's just common sense.
Woo! Woo! I'm melting, melting! And your little dog, too.
Thank you, JP, very much for joining me on Broadview. Thank you to all my guests. We'll be back next week, 2 o'clock, right here for Broadview on KBZZ Sparks Reno. Thank you.